When Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders launched his campaign for president earlier this year, he included strong support for gun control measures among his policy positions. But Sanders' position on regulating guns has changed over time, and his complex relationship with the issue goes all the way back to the first time that he won statewide office here in Vermont, back in 1990. Political reporter Paul Hines takes a deep dive into Sanders' history on gun control in the cover story of this week's 7 Days, and he joins me now to talk about it. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Henry.
So first, why did you think it was important to examine Bernie Sanders' history on gun control of all issues?
Well, I think one of the main arguments that Senator Sanders is making in this presidential race is that on most issues, he's been in the same place for decades and decades. And that's true. You go back to the archives and he's been saying the same thing about healthcare, the economy, et cetera. But when it comes to gun rights, he's really shifted quite significantly. And I thought it was worth exploring why he did, because I knew there was a really rich history there.
Yeah. So let's go back first to the 1990 race for Vermont's only seat in the House of Representatives. And guns played a pretty crucial role in that race. Republican Representative Peter Smith had reversed course earlier in his term on assault weapons. That drew the ire of the NRA. Can you tell us how that factored into Sanders' eventual win over Smith?
Well, it was definitely a factor. And what happened here was that there was a mass shooting in Stockton, California. Smith decided to embrace a ban on semi-automatic weapons. And the gun rights community went after him pretty hard. This provided an opening for Sanders, and he deftly exploited it. He spent a lot of time speaking with hunters around the state, and he always made clear that his position on that particular issue, on the assault weapons ban, was the same as Smith, but he argued that he would be truthful with them about it. He would not flip-flop. You would know what you would get with Bernie Sanders.
And so Sanders then gets into Congress. How did he vote on gun control measures in those first few years that he was there?
Well, in the first few years, the main bill that was being debated was the Brady Bill, which mostly focused on having waiting periods before somebody could buy a gun. Then Congressman Sanders voted against the Brady Bill 4 different times, and that was, you know, viewed by gun control advocates as really problematic. That changed, though, in 1994 when the issue shifted to assault weapons. And at that point, he voted in favor of an assault weapons ban.
Okay. And so then fast forwarding about 20 years, you know, as recently as 2013, you note in the article, after the Sandy Hook shootings, Sanders was saying that gun control should be left to the states. What exactly was he saying at that time?
That's right. And so I started covering Senator Sanders and gun control pretty closely in 2012. And so after the Sandy Hook shooting, I tried for months to get an interview with him. When I finally did, about 3 months after Sandy Hook, he told me that he still believed that gun control should largely be settled by the states. And he expressed some skepticism in that interview about whether he would support some of the new measures that President Obama at the time was proposing, including a new assault weapons ban.
Okay. Well, he did eventually vote, right, for the measures that Obama supported around gun control, which did not pass.
He did. A month later, he supported all of those measures.
Well, this is an issue that's, you know, front and center for a lot of politicians and advocates. Do you think this is something that could draw a significant contrast between Sanders and other Democrats as he runs in this extremely crowded primary race?
Well, it did in the 2016 campaign. It was the one issue where Hillary Clinton was kind of running to Bernie Sanders' left. It's hard to say how this will play this time around because the field is so huge, as you say. You know, I think there's an argument to be made that with so many candidates, each one is going to be trying to draw attention. And so no doubt there will be some who strongly favored gun control who will use this to get attention for themselves and try to take Bernie Sanders down a peg or two.
Paul Hines is a political reporter for 7 Days. He's been reporting on Senator Bernie Sanders' history on gun control. Paul, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you, Henry.